This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Light and Power's attorney confident of their rate case as a bid to postpone the hearing heads to the High Court. Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley held IMF talks. Band leaders already looking to a Kaduma rebound in 2023 after poor numbers this year. And hundreds held as Russia's recruitment for more soldiers sparks protests. Good morning, I'm Cashy Brown. Details to the news just ahead. The lead attorney for the Barbados Light and Power remains confident the company has a solid case in its rate hike application. The Fair Trading Commission hearing commenced yesterday, but government's public counsel and the Barbados Association of Retired Persons have signaled their intention to go to the High Court to seek to have the hearing postponed for 2 months. Attorney Ramon Aline believes his client, the power company, has a strong case.
The Light and Power has a strong, well-argued case for the reasons for a rate review. The evidence is before the commission, and we believe the interveners will play their very necessary part in terms of testing that evidence. And at the end of the day, the commission will make a decision based on the correct principles and based on the evidence as has been supplied. We are confident in the process, and we are confident that a fair and proper decision will be delivered by the commission at the end of the proceedings.
That's the lead attorney for the Barbados Light and Power Company, Ramon Aline. Meantime, acting public counsel Sharon Dean set out the case why she felt the hearing should be postponed. She noted she had only been a few days on the job.
If there's a failure to provide public counsel with this adjournment, it would result in disastrous consequences. It sends the wrong message. If we are interested in justice, fair play, and reasonableness, there's no attorney at law in this room that would, I dare say, would be able to present a case with the 3,500 pages. That's just the beginning. Having come into the matter on Monday, the 19th of September,
that's Acting Public Counsel Sharon Dean. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motsi met with the International Monetary Fund Mission Chief Bert Van Selm at Ilara Court to discuss a range of issues ahead of the start of negotiations for the Extended Fund Facility and the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. The IMF team sought to clarify key policy priorities that should support a new joint program for Barbados and to address any concerns raised. A statement says the Prime Minister provided a progress report on government's policy initiatives, including its new BERT program, renewable energy initiatives, and the proposed public pension reform. During the talks, IMF's mission chief stressed his team was anxious to get down to work. The IMF mission will conclude on Thursday, September 29th. Minister of Labour Colin Jordan is calling for more inclusion of persons with disabilities within the workforce. He was speaking at the Barbados Council for the Disabled Fully Accessible Barbados Deaf Ambassador launch, where 6 ambassadors were given the opportunity to work with various businesses. Mr. Jordan stated this initiative aims to bring awareness and understanding that persons with disabilities can contribute to the economic development if given the opportunity.
Encouraging hearing persons to interact with deaf persons is also critical to awareness building. Many avoid the unknown. Some fear the unknown. Recognizing the potential of deaf persons is only possible if there is interaction. That is the only way to know. That is how we become aware. Using this project for this purpose is effective as the workplace transcends social or family circles that may keep deaf persons away from hearing persons, because we do spend quite a lot of our time at work.
Mr. Jordan encourages employers to make adjustments in the workplaces to include persons with disabilities.
Deaf employees can become invaluable members of the worker force and can contribute to the company's overall success. Making reasonable adjustments to the workplace can promote workplace harmony, can increase productivity, and can create an enabling environment of employee loyalty, commitment, goodwill, and high morale.
That's Minister of Labor Colin Jordan. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders and Band Leaders, Anthony Lane, notes a small turnout of masqueraders for Grand Kadoumat this year, but expects a rebound in 2023. He was speaking after a presentation of prizes to members of his contact band who took part in a competition aimed at increasing the number of people who turned out to play mass this year.
Well, this is the first time ever for us running a promotional competition. You know, it was well received. The numbers were still low, but we saw a little improvement in the locals that jumped. So we were still, you know, quite pleased about that. And we think that it would argue well for next year, for 2023, in terms of running the same type of promotion for our band members. We saw some improvement from the locals, so we look towards even a bigger improvement in 2023.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders and Band Leaders, Anthony Lane. Government is pushing the concept of self-employment, admitting jobs are now harder to get. Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment says it will continue to encourage young people to become entrepreneurs while providing initiatives to support them. Speaking during a youth symposium, which was part of Small Business Week 2022, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith said that this is critical given that government will not be able to provide jobs for all young people.
One of the things that I'm pleased about is that at my ministry, the Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme is providing opportunities for young persons who are interested in becoming self-employed, for those young persons who see entrepreneurship as a viable option. Government cannot find employment for half of those 55,000 people that I refer to. It is true that a chunk of them will be going into studies, but the reality is entrepreneurship is one of the paths that we are pushing.
That's Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Diabetes Foundation is urging people to get screened for diabetes amid growing concerns that many people are living with diabetes undiagnosed. This plea came from Clinical Director at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean, Dr. Diane Brathwaite, while she was speaking at the unveiling ceremony of a new diabetic screening device, which was donated to the foundation at their headquarters in Warrens yesterday.
In terms of the undiagnosed cases that you're talking about, you're going to be talking about pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes, basically, whereby the person will have it, but they don't know because they may not have any symptoms, and probably they haven't had a check with their doctor for it. And that's concerning because, obviously, it means that if you can't treat a condition, you're more likely to have complications as a result of it and damage as a result of it. Also, you're not aware that you have it, so it means that you're not screening for the complications of diabetes.
She urged Barbadians to be screened at least once annually to prevent any major complications. The Ministry of Education announced a 50% increase in scholarships and exhibitions winners as 33 students were awarded this year. Harrison College went away with the majority of honors, with 6 students winning scholarships from that school, while 9 students earned exhibitions. They were followed by Queen's College, who grabbed 5 scholarships and 8 exhibitions, respectively. St. Michael's School picked up a single scholarship but earned 2 exhibitions. There was one exhibition winner from Christchurch Foundation, while Tori Gaskin of the Barbados Community College was this year's Award of Excellence recipient. The Barbados Community College also earned a single exhibition winner. And Russian police are reported to have arrested hundreds of protesters rallying against the Kremlin's decision to call up thousands of extra troops to fight in Ukraine. Russian human rights group put the total at more than 1,000 flights out of Russia sold out fast after Vladimir Putin's announcement. Russia's president ordered a partial mobilization, meaning some 300,000 military soldiers will be drafted to bolster Russia's forces who have suffered recently in Ukraine. Mr. Putin stressed that he would use all available means to protect Russian territory, implying this could involve nuclear weapons. Recapping the headlines. Barbados Light and Power Company's attorney confident of their rate increase as a bid to postpone the hearing heads to the High Court. Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley holds IMF talks. Band leaders already looking to a Kaduma rebound in 2023 and hundreds held as Russia's recruitment for more soldiers sparks protests. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group.